I'm Gary Hartman with the Center for Texas Music History at Texas State University in San Marcos. This week in Texas Music History, we'll meet a bear who blended jazz with classical music. On December 3, 1947, Harry Babison made the first known jazz recordings on the cello. Babison, born in Dallas on March 19, 1921, was a child prodigy who played clarinet, bassoon, and cello. He attended the University of North Texas, where he befriended future jazz guitar legend Herb Ellis. In 1942, Babison started playing professionally and went on to perform with such jazz greats as Benny Goodman and Louis Armstrong. Nicknamed the Bear, Babison began blending jazz with classical music, leading to his now famous pizzicato jazz solos on the cello. By the 1950s, Babison had become a pioneer in the fusion of jazz and Brazilian music. He also helped establish archives for musicians to preserve their legacies for future generations. Next time on This Week in Texas Music History, we'll celebrate a blues singer who helped pave the way for rock and roll royalty. I'm Gary Hartman, and this is a presentation of artandseek.org.